we still need citrus growers to help out Captain Citrus.
Correct. We're going into our third year, and we're looking for any kind of participation from growers or their wives or families that have any kind of experience in the citrus industry.
What do you want them to do when they go to the schools?
We're looking for them to just give minimal amount of time. It's about a 45-minute presentation. We have an event company that comes in and puts together the whole show, and we're looking for the growers to speak for about 10 minutes. We provide talking points. We ask them to talk to the kids about what it's like to be a citrus grower, a day in their life, and any kind of other citrus experience or stories that they may have.
And also, Captain Citrus shows up at these events.
Correct. We have a mascot that shows up, and the kids just love it. They get so excited and run up and try to hug him. We also let the class take pictures, and so they just get very excited.
Tell us the purpose of this program.
We're trying to promote the citrus industry, and all these second graders are young ambassadors for orange juice and fresh citrus. So we really want them to understand the importance for Florida citrus and, you know, grow up and buy lots of orange juice.
So they're our future.
Yes, they are absolutely our future.
How long is this program running?
The tour is going to kick off the first week of February, and it'll go until the first week of May.
How many counties are we in with the Captain Citrus program?
It's throughout the entire state of Florida, so we're looking for growers in every county to participate. They can be local for their county, or they can help in any other local county.
I believe you don't have nearly as many growers as you'd like to have so far. Is that correct? And how many would you like to get?
Well, we have 165 schools scheduled, so you know, it would be great if we could have a grower at every one of those schools. It really enhances the program when the kids are able to hear a real live citrus grower speak. So if we could have a grower at every school, that would be great. If not, then, you know, the program will still be excellent.
Anything we've missed that you'd like to add?
Any kind of information on the program can be found on fdocgrower.com. There's a link from the homepage. The school schedules and times will be consistently updated, so all that can be found on FDOC Grower.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.